Good day, my name is Carlo Randall, and today we will be discussing the indigenous Khoi and San customary structures and how leadership is and should be elected. Well, to the point, first and foremost, looking at the history, at our history as Khoi, Khoi and San people, there has been a systematic, intentional genocide upon our nation. And in doing so, a lot of our customs and our practices have been eradicated and brutalized to the point where it is virtually non-existent. So in order for us to re-establish our customary laws and our indigenous laws for our culture to survive and our heritage and language and for us to be recognized as a people, we first need to get to know what our human rights are. And this is not on an individual basis, this is in the sense of a community that workshops every week, every month, but really on a regular basis over the next few months or years to establish customs and laws and practices that would enhance and strengthen the indigenous communities. So, how do we go about doing this? Well, firstly, we have to have open human rights workshops, and by having these workshops in particular, it has to be practical and we have to be able to implement it. By implementation, it's not meant going on mass riots and marches. By implementation, it means that it's practical and understandable to you, and as a collective, it can be applied to our daily lives, and it can be applied in taking us forward as a united people with a common custom and heritage.